Tonight, Vox Pop, the show that travels the world to bring you the voice of the people, continues its history-making European tour and comes to you from the thrill-packed city of London, England. Vox Pop is presented, transcribed tonight by American Express Travel Service, headquarters for worldwide travel. Whenever you travel, wherever you travel, let American Express Travel Service help you plan your... Now, here are your two London rubberneckers, Vox Poppers, Mark Johnson, and Warren Hull.
This is Vox Johnson.
This is Warren Hull.
Oh, my last one. I'm sorry about this. In the back of the train, broadcast, Vox Pop, or the rapidly called myself, and all the boys in Europe. We packed our microphones, hopped the train to Calais, channel boat to the good old White Cliffs of Dover, and then another train. And when that finally stopped, and we heard these sounds... It was then we knew we were in jolly old London.
Yes, sir, it was then that we knew we were in jolly old London. Having been brought up on pictures of Hyde Park, Buckingham Palace, Trafalgar Square, the first sight of them seemed as familiar as an old friend. And so do these new old friends of ours, whom we met on our arrival. Our page boy, the Hotel Savoy, Raymond Evans, our Scotland Yard, Bobby, Sergeant Goldsmith, and our public car driver, Stan Warsop. All right, Lawrence?
Say, Mr. Warsop, is it all right with you to be up here with a Bobby? What do you think of Bobby?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I like him, you know, in a way, but at a distance. Let us put it that way.
I see. Well, Mr. Warsop, you carry people about the city and the suburbs, too. How long have you been doing it?
About 45 years.
Yes? Are there anything that you've specialized in?
Well, one of the things I mostly specialize in is going, say, down to Naples to meet the Italian diners and for the big travel agencies and meeting such people as American honeymoon couples.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's been lovely times, really.
Yes. Mr. Walker, how do you entertain your clients?
Well, as regarding the honeymoon couple, I don't know. Entertaining, of course, just to them. But regarding the men folk and the like, I usually play golf with them or send them the hard spots to the palace. Those sort of things.
What did you do during the war?
Well, the children season was finished. Of course, I was on private honeymoon. And I've been having my school.
That was my defense speaker.
Well, apart from the three duchesses and half the English nobility, the most famous patient I ever had was blessing his old week. Winston Churchill.
Yes? Well, we think a lot of him, too. Are you Cockney by any chance?
Well, I've been called Cockney. I'm in London, and of course, Cockney is very good work, but I suppose that I must call myself Cockney, and I've
been a little Cockney.
Well, I use the Cockney vernacular when I'm with a Cockney.
Yes.
If I have to meet one in Paris, and we want to talk with you, any Americans as eavesdropping don't want to. Hear what we're saying or understand it, of course, we pop in a few words.
Well, give us a quick bit of time.
Well, very quick. This sounds like you remember when I get home sometimes of a night. I come from work, which, of course, is slave and Turk to us. I feel as though I'm like a little bit of both feet. It's short of sleep.
Yes.
So off I go. I say good night to the wife and good night, you see, which is my wife.
Yes.
And up we go, up the apples and pears, which is the stairs. I get into the birch room, which is the bedroom, of course. And when we get in there, I take off my winter coat, which is the coat.
Yes.
I take off my side of petticoat, which is my waistcoat. I take off my round the outers, and which is my trousers. And the outer stores, of course, which is my drawers. My tilby's off.
Yeah.
And the daisy roots, and I get my loaf of bread down on the weeping willow and go off to both feet.
Ah, that's what.
Warren, let me interrupt. Have you heard talk like that before?
No, I've heard talk, yes.
You heard talk like that?
I'm quite used to that.
I suppose you've heard in the traffic detail, haven't you?
Yes, quite a long time.
Yes?
I've done quite a lot of traffic duty.
Did you ever meet Cabby Stan Warsop before?
No, I've never met him professionally.
Never met him professionally. Folks, let me stop here a moment to say that this is Sergeant Leonard Goldsmith of the Metropolitan Police. He's with us tonight through the kindness of the Chief Commissioner of Scotland Yard, Sir Harold Scott. And we appreciate very much your being here, too.
Thank you very much.
About Scotland Yard, Sergeant, where did they keep the bloodhounds?
Well, I'm afraid there's no bloodhounds at Scotland Yard. You see, Scotland Yard is the headquarters of the London Police, and among its many departments, there's one department, the CID, Criminal Investigation Department, which is the headquarters of the detectives. That's the equivalent to your
FBI.
FBI.
That's the one that's famous in stories.
That's the one that we hear a lot about in fiction, but there's no bloodhounds or Sherlock Holmes or anything like that.
I knew that. I just was curious. Maybe you did have them once, but
many years ago.
You had them in literature only, didn't
you? Yes.
All right. Why'd you choose a police sergeant?
Well, I'm afraid I just couldn't get out of it. You see, my great-grandfather, he was a Bow Street runner, way back about 1820. My grandfather, he joined the Metropolitan Police in 1846. And my father, he joined the City Police. He didn't agree with the Mets, I don't think.
Yeah.
He joined the City of London Police, and I followed suit. I joined the Metropolitan Police. So I
with headquarters at Scotland Yard.
Headquarters at Scotland Yard, yes. Yes.
What is your duty now?
Well, I am a police sergeant instructor at the training school, Peel House.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Where we train the rookies into full-time.
You got a lot of them under your... What do you teach them today, for instance?
Well, today, amongst other lessons, is the royal carriages. And a royal carriage is the best passes.
What about royal carriages? What are you teaching about that?
Well, royal carriages, we teach them to identify a royal carriage.
There's
a royal carriage, or a carriage used by His Majesty the King and Queen, and naturally his relatives. And we teach them to recognize it. Matter of fact, it's dark chocolate picked out in red. That's with red, fine red stripes.
No other vehicles have that, huh?
No, that color is exclusively reserved for the royal carriages.
And then I suppose they see them actually somewhere sometime.
Oh, yes. They're moving about London quite a bit.
I have heard before, but it's very noticeable now. I've never seen Bobby or Metropolitan Police armed. Is that right?
No, we don't carry arms. We carry a truncheon. We carry a truncheon in the side pocket. I've carried one for 17 years. The only time I've ever used it was to break somebody's window to get them indoors. They just take the key.
There's a great deal of respect for law and order and the Metropolitan Police in London. Is that right, Sergeant?
Yes, we get along with the public very well, and I think they get along with us.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you say that it's good sportsmanship that's the principle behind most of the relations you have with the public?
Yes, it is so. If the public at large saw a police officer dealing roughly with a little man, I know that they'd step in and take the little man's part.
And vice versa.
If they saw a precy being roughly handled, they'd step in and take his part.
Excuse me, but I have Raymond Evans here at the microphone, our young page boy from the Savoy Hotel, the biggest, brightest smile in the whole hotel. Raymond Evans. Raymond, I wanted to ask you, you've heard Sergeant Goldsmith. Would you like to be a bobby when you grow up?
No, I don't think I will.
Why not?
Well, what with this hanging business going on, me? It's not much of that, is it?
No. All right. Is a page boy the same as a bellboy?
No, a bellboy is a man.
Oh, yes.
And a page boy is a boy.
It's a boy, yes. You explain things so clearly, Raymond. Do you go around yelling for people?
What, at the Savoy? Not likely.
Raymond, were you bombed out here in London? Was your house bombed?
Yes, it was.
Where were you when it happened?
Well, I was in bed asleep.
Yes? Did you sleep right through it?
Well, I'm a heavy sleeper, and, I wouldn't have woke up if the ceiling hadn't fallen on my head.
If the ceiling hadn't fallen on your head. Well, you're wonderful. What do you like best about London?
Well, I like Hampton Court very much.
Mm-hmm.
Marvellous clock up there.
Yes.
And the river.
Mm-hmm.
But the best of all is the London people.
Really?
They might shout and grumble, but They're good at heart.
Ah. You bet they are. Raymond, you can go ahead and... we like that applause there. Raymond, we're glad that we stopped at the Savoy so we could meet you. And to thank you for being with us, here's something that any boy would like. It's a swell English bike with three speeds. How do you like the look of that, huh? Look at that. Coming out here now. And for your mother... See that beautiful white handbag?
Yes.
That's for your mother and for you, Mr. Warsop. Come here. Do you have a watch, Mr. Warsop?
No, it's a thing I've never carried because I usually break the hairspring within 2 hours. So well, I don't run one.
Well, here is a smart, sturdy, non-magnetic wristwatch with gold numerals and a box for you at Helderpoppen with a personal invitation from Ole Olsen, our friend, to come backstage afterward and meet the cast. I think you're going to like that.
I certainly will, and I'm sure I'm going to thank you very, very much indeed on behalf of my old lady.
Oh, good.
And there
Sergeant Goldsmith back here, the Metropolitan Police, looks like the Miz is in for a little something here, too. This is a new, well-known make vacuum cleaner, complete with all attachments. You think she'll like that?
Thank you very much indeed.
Now, Warren has got some more for
you. Oh, yes. All right. For each of you, Mr. Warsop, Sergeant Goldsmith, and you, Raymond, as well as all the rest of our guests tonight, we have a whole Wilson ham. It's so tender you can cut it with a fork. And a gift box containing 24 eggs in the shell, a pound of butter, and a pound of bacon. I think you're going to like that. And $50 worth of American Express traveler's checks that we found so convenient and safe. Raymond, I wanted to ask you a couple more things. Raymond, if you should visit the States, what would you be interested in doing?
Well, if I went to the States, I'd have a nice bit of money in my pocket. And I'd have a fine time out there. Buy as many things as I can for my mother.
You think a lot of her?
Yes, well, she's thought a lot of me, hasn't she?
Yeah. What else would you do in the States?
Well, for one thing, I'd see my girl out there.
You have a girl in the States?
I have.
Really? Well, what kind of girls do you like?
Well, I like them a little old, you know.
Oh, really? Well, how old is she?
15 and a half.
Really? What... What's her name?
Mary.
Yes? Well, what's she like?
Well, I don't know yet. You see, I've been writing to her. It's only a pen pal.
Oh, a pen pal? You've never seen her?
No.
Would you like to talk with her?
Would I? Oh, boy.
You would? Bring that phone out here. Here she is, Raymond, talking to you from way across the Atlantic, all the way from Amerenick, New York. Well, go ahead, say something.
Hello? Well, how are you?
I received your letters a couple of days ago. Oh, it's much better now, thanks.
How's your uncle?
Well, you know, same old thing. Pictures in day, skating, you know. Oh, school. Don't talk about that to me.
Say, I think he's doing very well. You're getting along famously, Raymond. Would you go backstage now and just go continue talking to Mary?
I will.
And by the way, we'll take Mary a nice box of candy for you when we see her in the States.
Thank you very much.
All right, Raymond.
Thank you.
Good night, boy. Now, for those of you who are interested in travel, travel with us across the Atlantic to listen to Don Hancock.
We have, you know, a remarkably famous prisoner. Uh-huh. One which will interest you.
Yes? Who?
I hope it will interest you.
Yeah?
Well, there was a very fine, audacious, outspoken Quaker called William Penn.
No. What did they pen William Penn up for?
Well, he was again all the people is.
He was again knows it was in, huh?
That's right. That's right. Again. You know
well. He came over and did a good job over in the States after a while,
yes,
of course.
Yes, we passed him on to you.
The one other thing I... The one thing I've got to ask you about is I came over to your office the other day. Two ravens, which must have been pets, walked up to me and almost spoke to me. Are they pets?
They are not pets.
No?
No, sir.
What's the dope on them?
In the reign of Charles II, the legend started that... Should there be no ravens in the tower, the White Tower would fall and the British Empire collapse. Oh, we couldn't have that sort of thing going on, you know. So, from that day onwards, we've clipped one of the ravens' wings.
And now they can't get out, eh?
They can't get out now. They hop about, but they are perfectly happy. And I get special rations for them, too.
Well, I enjoyed the greeting they gave me, and we've enjoyed very much having you with us tonight, Colonel Calkey James. It was good of you to come over and tell us the story of the Tower of London. Now, I think we all of those tourists who will be coming over here, will be seeing it. And may we express a little bit of our appreciation by handing you 2 season tickets for that grand spectacle this summer, the Olympic Games. We hope you and your friends, the Waters, so colorfully, may enjoy it. And, of course, the traveler's best friend, $50 in American Express traveler's checks.
Oh,
and thank you, Lord.
Let's not forget that the last 3 of our guests get some of those delicious hams and those food packages too, Park. Folks, we've enjoyed being with our English friends, and you'll want to come to England this summer to enjoy its beauty as we have, to see how our people, who have suffered so much during the war, have recovered and are ready to welcome you as they've welcomed us. You'll feel at home in England.
You certainly will. And speaking of home, we're heading home now. Soon, we'll take the boat train to Southampton, where we'll board the U.S. Line steamship America. And during our trip across, we're going to bring you the first commercial broadcast from aboard ship right in the middle of the Atlantic. And it's going to be life on a luxury liner if we're not seasick.
Oh, perish the thought, Park. So tune in next week, folks, and see if we're still on our feet.
Good night, folks.
Good night, kids. So long, everybody.
There they go, your old friends, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. Brought to you, transcribed tonight by American Express Travel Service, headquarters for worldwide travel. Tune in again next week to hear Vox Pop broadcasting from the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in the Grand Salon of the SS America. Meanwhile, remember, whenever you think of traveling, go to your local agent for American Express Travel Service. Stop in at our nearest office or write to American Express Travel Service, 65 Broadway, New York 6, New York.